I wasn't born as yet. No, my mother was like 2 years old.
You probably heard stories. What were some of the stories that you heard about your grandfather? What type of man was he? What, he was an airline pilot and he was involved in a lot of different things here on island from what I hear, right?
Yes. He was one of the first pilots, from what I'm understanding, was a Christian man. There are stories about him dropping pamphlet. Apparently, he was, very holy and wanted to spread the gospel. But
with the story, one of the things that has been proposed along the lines here is that he would often drop these Christian pamphlets, fly at a low enough level, drive these Christian pamphlets for the people that were in Cuba at that time and kind of locked out from the world, from Castro, right? So he was doing that on a regular basis.
I wouldn't say regular. From my understanding, there's only one instance noted. However, the story keeps getting talked about, so I can't be too sure. But growing up, it was to my understanding that they were shot down by Cuba and they were held prisoner in some underground prison with no contact to the outside world.
Wow. So, when you hear these stories about people that leave on planes and never return, or maybe go out on a boat and never return, or are missing or whatever, there's no real closure for the family. It must feel like this empty feeling, not only for you, but your entire family, with no real solid closure. This man could potentially be alive to this day.
Yes, he could potentially be alive. And that would be great if he actually hears about my documentary and remembers his past and reaches out and meets his family.
Now, what have you done as far as this documentary? Help us understand as far as what have you done? You've started, I'm assuming that you're trying to do whatever you can to find out even little bits and pieces. I'm such a nerd with like watching these Dateline, these cold case shows, or I'll binge watch these type of documentaries like crazy. This sounds like an epic documentary, like a great story if you really dig into this and find out what happened on the ground there in Cuba.
Well, there's multiple theories as to what happened. So we're planning on exploring each avenue to see, where gives us the best answers. But you never know, we might take a trip to Cuba.
Yeah, I was going to say, now my next question is, in Cuba, have you attempted to contact the Cuban government, anyone in that area as far as the flight path, or done anything involved with Cuba at all? And have they been receptive and or interested in communicating with you?
I haven't reached out to the government directly, but I've spoken to people who are in communication with the government. I'm actually trying to reach out to a journalist to try to get my story run in the paper over there.
Great.
And then actually try to take a trip and see where it goes from there.
Boy, that's fascinating. I'm hoping you're documenting every step of this way. And by the way, just a quick off the top of my head, attaching a journalist to this, someone that really wants to get some skin in the game with this, that might be a great angle, because then they can be able to contact maybe some people and talk to some people who have memories of that time period. If there was really a plane shot down, I'm sure there was someone that saw it, right?
Sure. If it left Cuban airspace and went to Miami or Key West and they were arrested there, maybe we'll hear something as well, because there are theories that maybe they didn't get held in Cuba, that they are in prison in the state. So I guess there's multiple theories, so there's no concrete evidence of anything.
Yeah, I'll tell you. So at the end of the day, when you're alone with your own thoughts, Angelique, what is the ultimate great ending here? If you could personally write out the finish to this story, what would be the ultimate ending for you and your family?
The four passengers on that flight come home to their family.
Wow, that's great. Keep us posted, please. I really, really, really appreciate you telling the story. And whatever we could do to be able to help in a limited way here, even just getting people, there might be, and like I told James Whitaker, who writes for the Compasses, I said there might be someone that sees the article, hears this on the radio, someone that knows someone knows something, and we can help put you in touch. I think if you uncover the right person, I think we're going to be hitting some pay dirt along the lines. That's at least my prayer.
Well, I've had a lot of people reach out, and I would love for more people with more information to reach out. You can give me a call at 345-324-1333. Or you can email me at info@angeliquerich.com.
Perfect. All right. So what we're going to do then, I'm going to put that up on our social page as well. We've got this interview ready to be attached to that Cayman Compass article as well. If you can check it out, folks, caymancompass.com. It's a fascinating article. Very interesting. Will you keep us posted on your journey, Angelique? We are rooting for you, and we're hoping for some good news somewhere down the line. And any way you slice it, I'm not kidding you. With the providers right now, the streaming services, the Netflix and Hulus in the world, they're dying for some great content. This is like a awesome documentary. I mean, I can already see this happening on Netflix or whatever, and them uncovering some good stuff, whether it be at the end of the day the plane did crash or something else even better than that, and bringing home your grandfather, by the way, Mr. Baden. So good stuff. Please keep us posted, okay, ma'am?
I will. Have a good one.